Testing 1, 2, 3. We're on.
We're here to investigate a patient that killed 3 innocent teenagers on a Halloween in 1978. He was shot by his own psychiatrist and taken into custody that night, and has spent the last 40 years in captivity. Hello, Michael. I have something you might like to see.
Everyone in my family, like, turns into a nutcase this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, your grandmother is Laurie Strode. She was almost murdered.
Wasn't it her brother who murdered all those babysitters?
No, it was not her brother. That's something that people made up.
Do you know that I pray every night that he would escape?
What the hell did you do that for?
So I can kill him.
Hi, Jamie, how are you?
I'm very well, very happy to talk to you.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time. We co-hosted the premiere in Perth last night.
Oh, I'm sorry I wasn't able to be there. How'd it go?
It was amazing, and everyone loved it. Everyone laughed and cheered, and everyone had a fantastic evening. So thank you very much for doing an incredible film.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be the head cheerleader of it, but you know, all the credit for me of the movie goes to David Gordon Green.
For sure. Now, obviously, you've come back to this role. It's been 40 years since the original. What was it that brought you back this time around?
Well, David Gordon Green, really. My phone rang, and David Gordon Green was on the other. Basically, Jake Gyllenhaal was on the other end of the phone, saying that he had just worked with David on a movie called Stronger, and that he had had a very, you know, very creative, wonderful experience working with David, and he wanted to talk to me about a movie. And that's how I'm sitting here talking to you today.
Now, obviously, you're Laurie Strode. It's an incredible character. It's well loved by anyone who enjoys the horror franchise. When you were going back in to play this role again, did you give David Gordon Green any notes of what you wanted in this film?
Well, you know, film is a collaborative medium. It is 120, sometimes more, human beings coming together to create something. And David is a very collaborative and creative man. And I am Laurie Strode, and it is my job to work and make sure that the integrity of Laurie's journey be preserved.
Obviously, going on set, what was your experience like on set on your first day of the new Halloween and on your last day?
Well, there was a lot of emotion the first day, because the first person who I saw when I walked on the set, you know, the crew was giving me a lovely welcome applause, and I looked up, and the son of Mustafa Akkad, the man who was the original financier of the film, of the first movie, was standing there, and Mustafa Akkad was killed in a suicide bombing at a wedding years ago. And just seeing his son Malik standing there brought me to tears, because it had been a long time, and there was his son carrying on his father's tradition. That was very moving for me. And the last day involved a scene where Laurie is alone in her truck, that is in the movie a very brief moment, but was actually shot for about an hour. And it was really Laurie revisiting the entire trauma of her earlier life, but kind of by herself in a truck. And it was going to be an emotional night. And my entire crew all wore name tags that said, "We are Laurie Strode," in sort of silent solidarity to me, to let me know that I wasn't alone. and that they were with me, that they were with Laurie Strode, and that they were with every victim of violence who survive. And those who don't. And it was just a beautiful moment of solidarity with my crew.
That was, yeah, that's wonderful to hear. And obviously, I know the scene you're talking about, and that was you were fantastic in that scene.
Thanks.
Moving on towards, obviously, I love the film, and I love the generational aspect of it, seeing these three strong women basically come together in a time of crisis and work together. What was it like working alongside Judy and Andy in this film?
Well, it is a movie about generational trauma. That's what the movie's about. And, and that in itself involves different reactions to the same action.
Yeah.
And I thought that both Judy and Andy brought really interesting perspectives to it. And it'll be really, should we ever get to make another movie, it'll be really interesting to see where their stories lead us.
Working on a film like this, it's high octane, screaming, yelling, running, punching, everything. What do you do to unwind after the director yells cut?
I live a kind of good private life. I'm a... I have a beautiful life, and I read. I have good friends. I'm sober. I have a gorgeous life.
How much do you think fan culture has contributed to keeping this franchise alive?
Well, there is no more devoted, loving fan than the fan of a horror movie. And I am grateful to all of their support all over a long, long time, because without them, I don't think I would have a career.
One thing I love about you, because obviously I've watched a lot of interviews to prep for this, is your honesty and your integrity. Like watching what you said to Jimmy Kimmel on Kimmel and then on The View, you seem like one of those actors who hasn't been jaded by the industry or is fake. Well, you know what I mean. Like, you know they're selling a film. Like, you seem to be really honest and open about these things. Is that the sort of person that you... I'm trying to think of the best way to put it.
You know what? What you've just said is the greatest compliment I could ever get. And to be honest, you're going to now be gobsmacked. Right now is the last interview I am doing for the movie Halloween, probably forever, because I have been, as you said... on the hustle,
yeah,
for a couple months now. And this interview with you right now is the last one I am doing. And then I have a premiere tonight, which really isn't an interview.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go home and resume my life. And so for you to end your interview saying that that's what you have taken from the work I have been putting out there means that the very nature of what I'm trying to do, mm-hmm. which is link us all somehow, because if we are all linked, then we're not alone. And if we're not alone, then we have a chance.
Yeah.
And so that you would grace me with that as your farewell address to me, lets me know when I hang up this phone that my aim was true and that I can now move into the next creative experience with a big sigh of relief and a sense of accomplishment. And so I'm grateful for that. Thank you so much for this call.
No worries, Jamie Lee. Well, I appreciate it, and thank you very much, and good luck with the release.
God bless you. Take good care.
The bus crashed.
Mom, what bus crashed?
Michael escaped.
Excuse me, somebody's in here.
Hello?
for this night. He's waited for me. I've waited for him.
Get out the room! Get inside!
You don't believe in the boogeyman?
He's here!
Michael!
You should.
Can you close the closet door?